welcome to the Door of Life Church podcast. Our mission is to share the love of Jesus with the world and believers, to teach them how to walk in victory, and to help them find and fulfill God's plan for their life. If you have any comments about today's podcast, please contact us through our website at dooroflife.org. Door of Life Church, where faith meets real life.
Well, this morning, as we go ahead and delve into the Word of God, we're going to start in a passage of Scripture in James here, James chapter 1, a very wonderful passage where James is saying, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning." The Message puts it this way: every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. Love that. That picture of stability, good things coming down from the Father. Don't be deceived. The good and perfect gifts come down from the Father of lights. Jesus said, if my children, said, if you ask the Father for bread, he's not going to give you a stone. Right? He's going to give you bread. The good and perfect gifts come down from the Father of lights. We know that there are good things coming down from heaven to his children. We also see, though, that there's another force at work in the earth. Ephesians chapter 2 says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." Okay? We kind of see two things, these two forces at work in our life. We see on one hand, God is pouring out good and desirable blessings, gifts for us. And yet we also see that there's a course of the world, the prince of the power of the air, who also has influences going on around here. You know, it's almost like you can kind of liken it to the invisible waves of a radio or a television. You know, we know that even though we can't see it with our eyes, there are different waves floating in this very room. Sound waves, video, Wi-Fi, cell, so many things. We live in a wireless society. What does that mean? There's data flowing through the air. All kinds of stuff that we can't see with our eyes. And what do we need? We need our devices, whether you've got the TV or the radio or you got your phone, whatever it is. You've got some kind of a device that has the ability to take out of the air those signals. Again, it could be data. It could be a picture, a video. You know, it could be thoughts, suggestions, different things like that that come through that a tuner has the ability to pull out of the air. Okay? And so as we think about, you know, the air, as it were, spiritually, there are things in the air. You can't see with your eyes, but they're there, influencing your mind. Now, as you begin to think about, too, the air and our tuner, we begin to understand some scriptures that are very powerful and directed toward us that have a lot to do with us tuning in the right frequency. Colossians chapter 2 puts it this way. It says, "If then you've been raised with Christ to a new life," which we have, "thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on things that are on the earth." So, our mind, as it were, is kind of like the tuner that can tap in to that unseen world. Again, in the same way we've got natural devices that can tune into natural unseen signals, we have a device that God has given us to tap into, you know, the prince of the power of the air or those things above. I like the symmetry of how every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down, and that we as believers are to set our mind on things above. In other words, God has things that are coming down to us. What is that in the spirit realm? Man, it can be wisdom, understanding. Think about that. The answer to your prayer, the knowledge you're looking for, could be right here in this room in the air. And if you can tune it in, you can set your mind on things above, you'll begin to pick it up. You'll begin to see things. If you've walked with the Lord for any amount of time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There have been times you've been strong in the Lord, you're getting things, revelation, and there's other times you've been weak in the Lord, you're guessing, you don't quite know. All right? There are times you can be tuned in, there are times you can be tuned out. You're still a believer either way, but this morning we're going to talk about tuning into heaven. On purpose, tuning into heaven. You know, when Jesus was on the earth, he would talk to multitudes, and sometimes he would say, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." What's he talking about? Ears? Well, they all had ears on their head. Most of them did anyway. And they could pretty much hear what he was saying. But not everybody could hear it. All right? In other words, there's a frequency. There are things where spiritual things are going to get picked up in your mind and you're going to see them and you're going to get them. As believers, again, we've got a mind. And that mind is going to be the tuner to our being. There is stuff, again, in the air, great things. You know that when your radio, channels that you can listen to that could lift your spirits, or channels you could listen to that would depress you. There is stuff in the air that your mind can pick up that can cause you to rejoice and say, "How great is our God?" And other stuff that you could pick up and say, "Wow, where is God?" Invisible. You know, as a human being on this earth, you learn very quickly we have to be humble as we walk with God and realize we are totally depending ourselves on Him. And this morning as we tune in, as we tune in to heaven, we are going to learn how to on purpose get the things from above and to tune out the prince of the power of the air. There are airwaves that are going on in the spirit. Demonic airwaves and heavenly airwaves. So tuning in to heaven. All right. First aspect of tuning into heaven is simply what we would just call getting tuned in. Getting tuned in. Scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Amplified says, "Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive to the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One." All right. Here we see, you read the scripture, it's like, wow, that's a really extreme scripture. Every thought into captivity. Who can do that? You know, how can I take every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ? You know, you're always thinking about something. You don't just stop thinking. You're always thinking about something. But here we see the importance, you know, the weapons of our warfare. So it's in the context of this warfare. In the middle of this warfare, we refute arguments. We refute theories. We refute reasonings. We refute proud and lofty things. This is the prince of the power of the air, that first part of verse 5. Those are his frequencies coming through. And we take thoughts into captivity. And you realize that if you don't take your thoughts into captivity, eventually your thoughts are going to take you into captivity. It's going to be one way or the other. And when you begin to realize the importance of your own thoughts, you realize your thoughts, those thoughts that we yield to and think about, they're tuning you. The thoughts are the things that move your dial. And when you set your mind on a thought, it's moving that dial. It's moving your frequency. It's moving what you're tuning into this unseen realm. Again, we know in the natural, there's data floating around here. There's video. There's, you know, phone calls are going on right now in the air. We can't see them with our eyes, but they're there. In a natural sense, we know that they're there. And there's tuners that can pull it out. In the same way, there's angelic beings in this room right now. It's an amazing thing to think. In fact, the writer of Hebrews says, man, some of you have entertained angels didn't even know it. Praise God. Sent forth, minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. There is angelic, there is wisdom, all those different kind of things floating, you know, in the realm of the Spirit that we could tap into or not tap into. And so this is why bringing thoughts into captivities are so important, because those thoughts tune your mind. When you stop taking thoughts into captivity, you know, you could think of it like this. Think of it just in terms of, think of your mind, or kind of step out and just think of it as like a television. I'm not doing commercials here by any means, but we happen to have DirecTV, all right? And we've got a bazillion, you know, we don't have all the channel package, but we have, you know, even the small packages, over 100 channels. It's just one of those deals. And so, you know, it's, you know, as I'm watching my television, you know, you realize pretty soon that as you start flipping through those channels, you got to take those channels into captivity, right? Because if you don't, the moment you stop taking the channels into captivity, you're just going to watch what's ever on TV. When you stop taking your thoughts into captivity, you're going to watch what's ever in your mind. You got more than even 100 channels going on in there. Channels, surfing, tuning. There is a tuning that is going on right now in your mind. And when we stop, again, taking those thoughts into captivity, we're just going to kind of bounce around from channel to channel in our mind. The enemy could have a random thought. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. And be thinking about it for another 2 hours. But what does the scripture say? No, we don't just watch every channel. We're going to refute some channels. There are going to be some things that we're not going to think about. We're going to take into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I'm not going to just get pushed around by every thought, but I'm going to begin to take those thoughts into captivity. Because if I allow those thoughts, and we know what it's like, if you begin to just yield to every thought, you're going to begin many times to watch reruns of some of the most painful episodes of your life on those channels. Have you been there before? There are bitterness channels that'll bring you right through, and you watch the rerun. I've watched this 100 times, but I'm just going to watch it again and get all stirred up again. It's a channel, isn't it? Prince of the power of the air. He wants you to watch things. Oh, but praise God, we can tune into heaven. Sometimes it's just seeing it. Just seeing it exposed. We're all going through the same stuff. We all have the same situation that we're dealing with here. And, you know, like I said, I have DirecTV, and a lot of our really good spiritual channels are in the 370s, okay? Well, if I start with channel 2, all right, with all the really best intentions to get to 370, whatever it is, you know, and I'm just starting up from 2, I may never get there. Because there are so many channels, there are so many distractions, and a lot of times it is easy, isn't it? I mean, you can get drawn into a show, and there might be a really great little segment of plot. Wow, that's really interesting. You get dragged in, and all of a sudden, you see all this other junk keeps coming on. It's like, oh, yeah, that's bad, but I need to know what happens. So you stay on some things. You know, and that's the way the enemy is. So he's so suggestive in the way he wants you to turn the channel. God says, set your mind on things above. And the enemy is trying to wig-wag that, trying to get you off the channel. I love, you know, let me just put it this way. The channels we have today, there is nothing new under the sun. The Psalm 1 guy had to sort through the same channels we do. All right? Blessed is the man who doesn't turn to the channels of the ungodly counsel. All right? Who doesn't stand in the path and watch the channels of the path of the sinners, all right? Or he doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful channels. Oh, that really hits a lot of it right there. Ungodly counsel, path of the sinners, and scornful, critical. But he does something. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He gets on that channel, and he keeps it on that channel. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaf doesn't wither, and whatever he does will prosper. He's just watching the right channel. He's got all the same other part. The guy's tuned in. He's not trying to be like a tree planted. He just is. He's just staying on the right channel. And what's coming through that channel is what's in things above. Where when we begin to set our mind on things above, things begin to happen. And again, this Psalm 1 guy, you had to know that even though he's delighting in the law of the Lord, he's hearing in the background ungodly counsel. He's still hearing in the background paths of sinners, the seed of the scornful. He's hearing, you know, as far as watch this, look here. We have the same stuff here too, and it's the same thing too. And maybe you're channel flipping, going through different things, and there are things that could be in your mind. And you know, the Bible says there's weights and sins that so easily beset you. Sometimes it's sins, sometimes it's just weights. There's different things that touch different people. You know, for some people, they could be distracted by, I got to hear the latest gossip. I got to know what's going on. I got to be in the know. And also, I'm going to turn off the channel I should be on to be in the know. I got to know what the latest trend is. I got to know what the latest fashion trend is. I don't want to miss the latest market move. I got to be. So many distractions that try to steal our attention for the Word of God. So guy has the same distractions too that we have today. All those different distractions that want to know what's going on, And you find yourself, as you're going from channel 2 to channel 370, you find yourself bargaining with God. It's like, okay, I'm just going to watch this real quick, then I'm going to really get back on that spiritual channel. Just one more, I'm going to be so spiritual you won't even know me, but I just need to do this one little thing. You know, one, like the old adage, one more and I'm off the stuff for good. And we're on that little channel merry-go-round, and we never quite get to 370. Because of those things. Well, I'm really glad with our remote controls that I don't have to surf from channel 2 to channel 370, channel by channel by channel. There is something called direct access. I can just go 370, bang, right there. That's not cheating. I got to go through all those channels so I can overcome and really develop. No, it's by directly tuning into the channel that you get the strength to overcome those other channels. I don't have to walk in the ungodly counsel for 10 years, and then I got to hang out in the path of sinners for another 15 years. Then I got to hang out in the scene of the scornful for another 20 years. So then I'm really able then to appreciate delighting in the law. No, you may never get to channel 370 in verse 2. No, we can directly access as I'm tuning into things above. You know, sometimes this happens accidentally. It's happened accidentally to me. I'm going through something, and I know the Spirit God wants, and I'm playing hard to get with God. We all know what that's like. Some things I don't get. I just, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden, you step in the car, you turn on your radio, all of a sudden, a song, How Great Is Our God, comes on. Whoa! Praise God. Accidental direct access. And all of a sudden, I just, wow, praise God, you are good, it's awesome, yes, amazing. You don't have to get in the mood to get spiritual. You can just get spiritual, you can just directly access things. You know how the enemy just loves sacrilege? You know how the enemy just loves to take spiritual things and make a mockery of it and turn it around as some dumb little... I'll tell you what, there's nothing sacrilegious about you in the middle of depression or dark things to just look up and praise God. Oh, just look up and praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times. We used to sing a song, there's two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. I can directly access things of heaven. Just on purpose. No spiritual, romantic, nothing. Dead, dry, cold. And I'll tell you what, when you just on purpose say, yes, praise God, I'm going to declare God, I'm calling out to you, I'm praying in the middle of all that stuff. Praise God, things begin to happen in your spirit. Again, there's that sense of I'm going to miss out, I'm going to miss out, I'm going to miss out. But once you begin tuning in, it's like, hey, I'm not worried about missing out on this trend and that fashion. I don't want to miss out on what God is going to say next. I don't want to miss out on what His Spirit is going to say. This is real. I love what Romans 8 says. Those who live according to the flesh, here's the tuner thing again, set their minds on the things of the flesh. Those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. The enemy just wants to tune us to the flesh channel. If he can get us tuned carnally, he's got our will. God just wants us to be tuned to the Spirit. Set our mind. What happens? It's life and peace. Is it the answers to all your questions? No. But there's just something about being tuned in, like this morning, when we're worshiping God, and God loves you, and God's for you, He's going to find a way, He's going to make a way. Well, do you know the specific technical way of the specifics of your circumstance? No, it's just God is there. He loves me. And it's just life and peace. Praise God. I'm tuned in. That's a big part of worship. It's where we're tuning in. We're tuning in. We're tuning in to heaven, and we're picking up stuff. We're picking up stuff. Right now, you're picking up stuff in your own spirit. Beyond what I'm saying, the Holy Spirit in you, the anointing who knows all things, is showing you very personal things, revealing that to you. I have no idea what it is. Nobody else does. But you're picking stuff up. You're picking stuff up. You're pulling things out of the frequency of God as He's beginning to show you things. What is it, though? Spiritually minded. People in the world, right? I like to say this all the time. The world doesn't know they're the world. All right? You just don't know. You're doing the best you can. You have your philosophical opinions about religion and God and different things like that. But when you're born again, the first thing that happens when you believe on Jesus is you get a revelation you're a sinner. And you need Jesus. And you call upon His name. And you're translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And you realize there is a kingdom of darkness. There is a kingdom of God's dear Son. There is a world. And there is the family of God. The world is just naturally tuned to the flesh. Tune to the impulses of the flesh. But when we begin to think about, when we're born again, we realize that, hey, I don't have to be tuned to my body. I can be tuned to things above. I can get tuned into the Word of God. And that's the way God wants to flow and move in our lives. And so, spiritually minded, it's life and peace. Life and peace. Life and peace. So you're getting signals. I love how vague that is. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. It's vague. Why is it vague? It just lets you know you're on the right channel. I might not even have things figured out, but you know what? I got life and peace. That's all I care. I got life and peace. And I can hang out and wait, praise God, till I get the answers and get things. But I'm spiritually minded. I'm tuned in to heaven. You see, Satan always drives. You're going to miss out. You're going to miss out. You got to be. He drives you with a sense of panic. God always leads with a sense of peace. There are two different kind of voices. And all I know is I'm tuned into peace. I'm tuned into God. We're just talking about this morning, right now, getting tuned in. Here's the two kinds of wisdom. James beautifully contrasts, I think, the two different kind of airwaves, the two different kind of signals in the air that we might get. He says, if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, he's just talking about people who are trying to win spirituality contests. He's talking to the church here. People trying to be more spiritual than one another. He says, all right, let's see who the winner of the spirituality contest. Verse 13 says, he who is wise among you. Okay, he says, he goes on to say, if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it's earthly, it's sensual, it's demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above, it's first pure, then it's peaceable, then it's gentle. It's willing to yield, it's full of mercy and good fruits, it's without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. How do you know when you're tuned in? What does the wisdom sound like that's coming through? A lot of times it's amazing how we can fool ourselves, and this is why he puts it in there. It's amazing that he'd have to qualify it, but he does. He says, if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, Have you ever had bitter and self-seeking, just things that just stir you up because of maybe what people did? He says, this wisdom doesn't descend from above, but it's earthly, sensual, and demonic. In other words, God, remember the very first verse we had? Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. In other words, if you're all stirred up with bitterness, hatred, and anger, James is saying, that's not God. That's not his signal. He is not pouring that out on you. These are powerful little tests. These are tests that will change you. This is where you're going, wow, okay. I don't care how many ways I've spiritually justified bitterness, bitter envy, self-seeking, different things like that. I'm going to realize that, and this is what he's saying, we refute arguments. We take thoughts into captivity. If those thoughts are causing that, I'm bringing it into captivity. I don't care how compelling it is. That's not God's channel. That's not his frequency. When he does come through, it's going to be, first of all, you get everything that goes with it. Self-seeking, confusion, every evil thing are there. But when the wisdom that is from above, it's going to be pure, peaceable, gentle, willing. What does that sound like? It sounds like revelation. It sounds like peace. It sounds like God. No ultimatums, no threats. It's just peace of God. It's sown in peace of those who make peace. So as we're getting tuned in, we're tuning in to peace. We're tuning into a peace frequency. Praise God. That's his frequency. That's how he'll speak to us. Not spiritualized anger, not spiritualized bitterness. Verse 15, this wisdom does not descend from above. Why did he have to say that? Because there is a natural tendency to think we are getting a revelation from God. We do believe we're justified, and this is God. It isn't. Colossians 3 says, if anyone has a complaint against any, forgive, even as God in Christ forgave you. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. The blood of Jesus Christ that has cleansed us of the $1 million debt causes us to release our hands off the $20 debt and say, no, I don't have any justifiable basis. I don't. Our flesh doesn't want to hear it. Our thought patterns don't want to hear it. But it's not from above. It's not God's frequency. We're talking about tuning into heaven. Tuning into heaven. Tuning into heaven. I'm going to be maybe doing some forgiveness as I'm tuning there. But as we see that, these are the two signals. His signal is going to be pure, peaceable, gentle. No partiality, no hypocrisy. A lot of times when we're bitter and we're envy and we're mad, a lot of times behind our angry, self-justified, bitter and angerness, there is some partiality and hypocrisy in our own wisdom that we can't even see it ourselves. But God sees everything. And as we begin to do it his way, it works humility in our lives. All I know is I'm going to forgive, and I'm going to get tuned in, Lord, to your channel, to your frequency. So, praise God. You know, one way or the other, you're going to get revelation, right? Whether you're setting your mind on things above or whether you're setting your mind on things below, you will get revelation. Set your mind on things above, you're going to see some amazing things about God and see how he works and see how his word applies and go from glory to glory. You set your mind on things below and the enemy will give you revelation. I know they said that, but do you know what they meant when they said that? You can go about 5 levels deep into past things and get all kinds of revelation. He can show you 10 new ways you could die that you never thought of before. Wow, I was so naive. Oh, this is real growth. I got 10 more things to worry about. But boy, they're not going to get me. He's got revelation for you. So-and-so is thinking this. You're going to miss out. You're going to do that. He's got revelation. He's got direction. It's not just flesh stuff. He's got stuff for you to do. You're going to get revelation one way or the other. What kind of revelation are you getting? Is it revelation that produces confusion in every evil thing? Or is it a kind of revelation that causes mercy and grace? Man, and you begin to bless those who curse you. You pray. You begin to do good. You begin to do what Jesus said from the wisdom that flows from above. Praise. You might not have it all figured out, but you know you're tuned in. There's just something about knowing you're tuned in. Praise God. Staying tuned in. This is another one that, praise God, all right, I got tuned in. Well, praise God for getting tuned in. But the other aspect of being tuned into heaven is there's going to be a staying tuned in as well. Romans 7 puts it this way. He says, this is Paul saying, I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, he's talking about his body here, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Here we see that warring language again that we saw in 2 Corinthians 10. He says, I see a law in my members warring against the law of my mind. What is the law of my mind? What is your mind? Your mind's the tuner, right? You got a body that's fighting your tuner. Don't take it personal, all right? We've all got them. We've all got them. And we know what the works of the flesh are. And your body is fighting, warring against the law of your mind. That's why you can see this as a warfare context, that we refute arguments and theories and all that, because your body is warring against your tuner. Your body is saying, tune into me. Tune into me. The world just says, well, yeah, you tune into your body. Yeah. Again, the world doesn't know the world. We know better. We know that there is another inward man. Praise God. That we delight after the word of God, God's ways, God's wisdom. But there's the body that's warring. Peter puts it this way. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. These are kind of really two companion scriptures saying the same thing. We got body issues that war against our soul. So if I'm going to stay tuned in, I'm going to have to realize that is going to be part of the warfare. All right? And if I yield to my flesh, thank God I can receive forgiveness, cleansing, and go back on down the road. Hallelujah. You know, that's one of the practical problems of sin. We know sin is bad on a lot of the different levels. But let's just kind of put sin in a test tube in a little bit and just say on a practical level, the reason why sin is bad for us spiritually is because if you're going to sin, you got to set your mind on whatever it is you're doing or engaging in. You know, you can't be watching that Praise God channel and the Satan flesh junk channel at the same time. There's not a split screen in your mind. You're going to be watching one. You're going to be focusing on one. You're going to be focusing on the other. That's why Galatians says, hey, walk in the Spirit. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Man, just get Spirit-focused, Spirit-centric. But that's the problem with sin, is it gets our tuner tuned to the flesh. That's just a practical consequence. So, after we sin, of course, we need to thank God, receive the mercy, grace that belongs to us, forgiveness, but then we have to kind of get retuned in. And you know the last thing in the world, you feel like the biggest hypocrite in the world at the point you missed it, to have to just direct access the throne of grace, doesn't it? But what does the scripture say? I didn't put the scripture in. It says, come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You feel like junk, you missed it, direct access to the throne of grace. Go there. Lord, thank you. Forgiveness, cleansing, mercy. Because even though you're cleansed from unrighteousness, your tuner needs to get tuned back into things above. All right? So in staying tuned in. So if I miss it, thank you, Lord. I have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I have a great high priest who can sympathize with me and comforts, restores, and gets me back on track. So there is that element as far as staying on track. You've got that. You've got the body that's warring against you. Also, 1 Peter 5 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. May the God of all grace, who called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, not forever, but a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. I love that. But you'll see in verse 8, he goes about as a roaring lion. What does that look like in real life? It's airwaves. It's not a real lion. It's not audible roars. But he is roaring, you know, like how the law of sin and death in our members, our passions, our lusts, all the different things are trying to get our signal off. There is the demonic realm that we're wrestling against that roars fear. He could just roar fear, roar hatred, have his roars. And what are those roars supposed to do? They're supposed to knock your tuner off. Why is he roaring? Because you're tuned in. He doesn't want you tuned in. You're a threat to him when you're tuned in. You know, you're not afraid of him when you're tuned in. There's something about being tuned into the Most High God and knowing He's on your side, knowing He's for you, knowing you're His child, knowing He has a plan for your life, knowing that He loves you with an everlasting love that just doesn't make you quite as afraid of the devil anymore. It's good for you, it's not good for him. So he's going to roar. He's going to try to get you off your game, get you off that channel. He's going to try to roar you into some other channels, you know, and kind of in the same way too, okay? I'm set, you know, I got my mind tuned in, but I even experienced this with the DirecTV analogy where I'll be, you know, watching TV and all of a sudden there's a storm outside and I'm watching, all of a sudden my signal's lost. What? What's going on? Well, the storm can play with my dish. Even though that dish is pointed in the right place, that storm can move it around and mess with the signal. There are storms that come, roars that come, that are pushing against your signal. And it can feel like you're going to lose the signal for a while because those roars are so loud and they're so real. But praise God, staying tuned in, that's where I'm going to keep my mind on things above. I like what Colossians said. He said, set your mind on things above and keep them set. And this is the keep them set part. We do have an adversary. And there is going to be a resisting. You resist him. In other words, my dish is pointed in. He's pushing me off. I got to resist him. I'm not just resisting him for the sake of resisting him. I'm resisting him for the sake of getting my signal back on track. I'm protecting that signal with God. God wasn't there. Where was he? He doesn't love you. He doesn't really care for you. He's pushing. He's roaring. Am I going to really? Yeah, maybe he wasn't. What's going on here anyway? Come on, God. Or am I going to resist and say, no, he does love me. He is for me. I'm resisting. Praise God. I'm keeping my signal. I'm staying tuned in. To stay tuned in, there is going to also be that demonic activity that we have to deal with. As you know, as long as we're in these, in this life, you know, we've got it to deal with. The enemy is down here, and not only that, as far as you know, just some things as far as staying tuned in. But Jesus said this. He said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer." For I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. In the world you will have tribulation. So you not only have your body that's pulling you off your signal, because you ever wonder, man, why can't I just stay tuned in, you know, get tuned in and stay tuned in? Well, there's stuff going on, and it's fighting for your tuner, fighting for your frequency. The other thing, again, it's going to be worldly tribulation. You're just going to have stuff and events that happen to you. Not necessarily the devil's roars, but events will happen. Things will happen, you know, things that could happen that could be any of a number of things, just events that will happen in your life that will shake you up, all right? It could be tragedies. It could be things that you just don't know why happened. It could be things that you're not certain what's going to happen. It's like things are different. You know, I woke up this morning and my world is a different world because of something that happened, an event, tribulation. It's like an earthquake just trying to shake your world to get your signal off. That happens. All of us are going to have tribulation events that happen in our life. And when that happens, things shake, it's like, I got to get tuned back in again. It's almost like, you know, when we're taking a trip, a car ride in our van, which we affectionately call the Golden Dented, and if you look at it closely, you'll know why. But it doesn't have satellite radio. So as we're traveling through, we might be going to Tulsa to visit kids or whatever, but as we're going through from city to city, we have to keep re-finding that Christian station. We have to keep retuning it in. You know? God hasn't changed. The station hasn't changed. The songs we want to hear haven't changed. But we've changed geographical locations. And with a change of location, it necessitates a change of tuning in. And then you know how it is when you're tuning in, you're kind of going through stations and go, was that Christian or not? No, it's not Christian. Okay, next channel. Oh, that's definitely not Christian. Okay, keep going. You know, as you're kind of having to reconfigure, having to kind of you're in a whole different place and and I'll tell you, there's events that'll happen that'll shake your world. And it's like, wow, I got to reconfigure. Why? Because these events that happen, what's our tuner? Our tuner is the mind, right? Those events that happen will shake the geography of your mind. Yesterday was a whole different world. Today I'm in a completely different world because of something that happened. But you know what? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no variableness. There's no shadow of turning in Him. Praise God, He's there. His station is still putting out the frequencies. And so even though my world has been shaken, I'm just going to retune in. I'm going to retune into His world. These are things. What are we talking about? Staying tuned in. Getting tuned in, staying tuned in. There are things that try to get us off our game. Our bodies, the enemy, life. But no matter what it is, thank God I can get tuned in, stay tuned in. I love Philippians puts it this way. It's a combination of Amplified New King James. It says, do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in everything, every circumstance, by prayer and petition, all of this definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, good report, if there's any virtue or anything praiseworthy, meditate, set your tuner on these things. But before you set your tuner on those things, verse says, make definite requests. Make definite requests. I'm getting tuned in. I'm staying tuned in. I need direction for my life. I need some answers to some questions. And I know where those answers are going to come through. They're coming through this frequency. They're coming through the frequency of God's wisdom. And I'm not going to get off. I'm going to stay tuned in. You know, if you like a certain song on the radio in the olden days, you'd call the disc jockey and say, play my song. And then you just keep listening to the station, and eventually they'd play your song. All right? Well, with God, you make your definite requests. Say, Lord, show me, guide me. I'm asking you. And then you stay tuned in. Praise God. And then you get the wisdom that you need. There's a staying tuned in. And I love that verse 7 says, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. You don't have your answer yet. It'll just keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It'll keep your dial set. That peace will just keep your dial set on that channel until the wisdom that you've asked for comes through. In other words, I'm not asking it. I don't get it right now. I'm going to go surf another channel. No. I've asked. I've made definite requests. I'm going to stay on that channel. Praise God. And the wisdom is coming. The wisdom is getting there. I'm waiting with expectancy, with anticipation. So I'm staying set. I'm keeping my mind set because I know God is going to be doing, giving me what I need as I'm staying set on that channel. Praise God. And then finally, the last aspect is I'm tuning in by faith. I'm tuning in by faith. Hebrews 11 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe two things, that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. That word seek is another radio word. That He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Message, I love it. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that He exists and that He cares enough to respond to those who seek Him. Well put. I believe He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I believe He cares enough to respond to those who seek Him. Now, what we've talked about up to this point is good. It's kind of all the mechanics. A lot of it you may have heard before. You could probably stand up here and preach it as everybody's good or better than I can this morning. That's all the mechanical stuff, all right? Tuners, frequencies, thoughts, all that stuff. It's good. It's important. It's necessary. But, you know, having that knowledge is not what's going to keep you tuned in. Even those little analogies won't keep you tuned in. If you've been down this road enough, you know. There is something that will keep you tuned in, though. There is something that will cause you to be a doer of all the stuff we just got done saying. It's when you tune in by faith. And you believe that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. There is something that will cause you to fight for your signal. There will be something that causes you to be diligent. It's what you believe about Him. I'm tuning in by faith. I'm tuning in by faith because I know, praise God, He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It takes faith to believe that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It's that faith that will keep you tuning, that His reward is better than the bitterness channel, the gossip channel, the lust channel, all those other worldly channels. I'm tuning by faith. His channel is better. His reward, there's healing in His reward. His reward is more satisfying than all these other channels. His reward gives focus and purpose to my life. There's something I believe about Him. Praise God. I'm believing that He is a rewarder. It's why I'm tuning in. It's why I'm tuning in. I love what Romans 8 puts it this way, just as far as the tuning process Let's see if I might have. There we are. Okay. Romans 5 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." There is a connection. We read that verse 5 before, but it's connected to the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. This is more than a mechanical thing. This isn't mind over matter. All right? When I am setting my mind on things above, I'm not just tuning in to knowledge and revelation and wisdom. I am tuning in to power. I'm tuning in to power. You can actually sense it. As you are setting your mind on things above, you can sense a strengthening with might by His Spirit in the inner man. It's not just data. It's power. There's a tuning in to power. Praise God. You got power, and you know you got power. It's not an egotistical power trip. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that came through as I began to worship Him and praise Him and put my trust in Him. Praise God. There's a tuning in to power. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have strength for all things in Christ. He empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. There's a power you tune into. Praise God. And you're tuning in by faith. It's not mind over matter. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the law of sin and death. My mind is simply tuning me in to His power and to His strength. I can't live this life on my own. I can't get victory over the flesh based on my own human willpower. Have you figured that one out yet? You need something bigger. And when we tune into those things above, we tune into the power that makes us free from the law of sin and death, the law of the Spirit of life. There is something bigger. There's a power in you that is way beyond your own ability, way beyond your own strength, way beyond your own willpower. It's the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. And you begin to tune in, you begin to tap into that power. I love the way Galatians says, "Don't be deceived, God isn't mocked. For whatever a man sows, he'll reap." Think about this in terms of tuning. "He who tunes to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, confusion, and every evil work. But he who tunes to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." I'm already a believer, I've got eternal life, but yet I'm still going to reap life. I'm getting more life as I'm sowing to the Spirit. "Let us not grow weary while doing good." Why don't I grow weary? "For in due season I will reap if I do not lose heart." There's one reason why I'm not going to faint, why I'm going to keep getting tuned in and staying tuned in and not give up, because He's a rewarder. He's a rewarder. I believe I'm going to reap if I don't lose heart in due season. Like we said before, the first two parts of this message are mechanical. The last one is your faith. Why are you going to stay tuned in? Why in that dark, deep depression that was mentioned earlier this morning? Why am I going to tune into God? I believe He's a rewarder. I believe He's a rewarder. Praise God. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Praise God. The promises of God. Not only do we tune into the power of God, but it causes us to tune into the promises of God. His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these promises you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. There again, I'm tuning in to promises. I'm tuning in to the law of the Spirit of life. I'm tuning into the fact He hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but He's given me something. He's given me power. He's given me love. He's given me a sound mind. I'm tuning into His Word. I'm tuning into His promises. Praise God. And what happens? I don't just get knowledge. He says you begin to partake of the divine nature. And you escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And that's what Romans 8 says. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I've heard it kind of like the law of lift, the law of gravity. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That law of the Spirit of life is what causes you to escape the gravity of the law of sin and death. So when I'm tuning in to Him, I'm tuning into a law. I'm tuning into the law of the Spirit of life. I'm tuning into life. I'm tuning into power. All right? This is not mind over matter stuff. And that's where it's really important to understand that, especially in a message like this. I mean, we hear a lot of messages, especially, you know, it seems like lately, about the mind and the importance of the mind. And, you know, we can kind of hear another message this morning and where your mind is your tuner, and you kind of say, yeah, here we go. Another message on the mind, and that's really my problem. You know, I got to have a strong mind. And if I was a strong-minded person, I'd have it made. I just want to be clear this morning. We're talking about tuning in by faith. I am not talking about strong-mindedness. I am not talking about strong-mindedness. In fact, if the truth be told, strong-mindedness many times is the root of strong insecurity. There are a lot of strong-minded people who are extremely insecure. You can be very strong-minded and have very weak faith. In fact, you can be very strong-minded about not trusting God ever again in that area and stay very, very weak spiritually. Very strong-minded, very weak spiritually. We're not talking about strong-mindedness this morning. Getting tuned in and staying tuned in, it's not what I believe about my mental strength. It's what I believe about Him as a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. That keeps me coming back up. It's what I believe about Him. And I keep coming back up, and I keep looking to Him. And praise God, it'll produce something in you as you begin to overcome and see things. It doesn't produce strong-mindedness in that sense. It produces the spirit of a sound mind. I'll take sound-mindedness over strong-mindedness any day. It's the spirit of a sound mind. It's a peaceful, calm mind. It's a restful mind. Is there a stubbornness? Yeah, but it's stubbornly, you know. You got this barometer in you. And I know what peace is. I know what's right. But it's a mind that I can think with. It's a discipline. That word sound, it literally means a disciplined mind. You discipline yourself to stay tuned in. Lord, I'm getting back up. I don't have the answers. I'll tell you there is. You know, without faith, it doesn't say without strong-mindedness it's impossible. It says without faith it's impossible to please Him. It's by faith when I don't understand. The devil has done a perfect frame job on God in my life. I got a circumstance. It looks like God is the culprit. He's wrong, you know. And God knows what I know, and God knows what I don't know. And yet in the face of that, I say, I believe God. Lord, I look to You. I trust You. You are my Lord. You are my God. That pleases God. Trust. Simple childlike trust. I don't know why. I don't get it. Those early disciples, they didn't have the strong pedigrees of the day. In fact, the synagogue leader said, man, these are unlearned men. But they noted that they had been with Jesus. Paul said, not many mighty, not many noble are called. God's chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. When Jesus was ministering, He looked up to heaven and He said, Father, I thank You. You've hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and You've revealed them unto babes. These aren't people who've got these calculating minds that can just, These are people who just have simple trust. Lord, it's what I believe about You. I believe You're a rewarder. So I'm going to stay tuned in. I'm keeping coming back. I'm going to be transformed. I'm going to stay on that channel. Even if I get wagged off, I'm going back to that channel, and I'm going back to that channel. I'm not building a case against You. I believe You are. I believe You're a rewarder. I believe that You care about me enough to respond to me. So I'm staying tuned in until I get that, as I get that response. Praise God. So we're talking again this morning about tuning into heaven. There's a getting tuned in. You know, where we are going to praise God, realize that we've got channels. The Psalm 1 guy had the same channels we've got. And I don't have to surf all the channels to get tuned in. I can just direct access. I can just come boldly to the throne of grace, directly access His Word. I can at any time just begin to worship, praise the Lord, and get tuned in to heaven. Staying tuned in. Yes, we've all got these things, forces, that are trying to knock us off the tune, off our tune or off our game. But if we can see the big picture and realize that ultimately the enemy just doesn't want me setting my mind on things above anymore, and realize that, hey, praise God, I can do it. I can get my mind set on things above, and I can keep them set on things above. You will be going along sometimes and you'll just get random thoughts. Think, oh, why did I think that? Oh, what's wrong with me? I must be really having a, no, that's the enemy. He'll just give you random thoughts. And you say, nope. Praise God. Lord, my mind is set on you. There are people, there are a lot of conditions in the world that are simply the result of random demonic suggestion that people act on, that you don't have to, that you can resist steadfast in the faith and stay normal, stay your baseline normal, and stay right on God. I'm not analyzing my thoughts and thinking, why did I think that? I'm analyzing that thought and saying, where did it come from? Oh, that's not from God. Is that pure? Is that peaceable? Is that gentle? Is that full of mercy and good fruits? Is it without partiality, without hypocrisy? Is it true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, praiseworthy? Yep, get it out. I'm not going into why did I think that thought. Well, the enemy's right there just hoping you do think about why you thought that thought. So I'm going to stay tuned in. And I'm tuning in by faith. I'm tuned in today by faith because God loves me. You know, faith works by love. Your faith in God works by a revelation and a belief of His love for you. You trust who loves you. And your trust goes as far as you believe they really, really love you. They really, really know. Yeah, I know He knows the hairs of my head, but really, He's got that? Yeah, He really does. And as you grow in faith, you grow in the revelation that He loves you. Your faith in Him works by a revelation of His love for you. I believe He is, and I believe He's a rewarder. I believe He is, and I believe He cares enough to respond. I believe He really loves me. And that's why I stay tuned in, and that's why I keep coming back and keep coming back until I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. It's why I go from glory to glory. It's why I bear more and more fruit. But that's why I stay plugged in, because I'm tuning in. I'm tuning in by faith. Heavenly Father, we just come before You this morning, and we all have the same stuff we're going through. We thank You, Lord, that there is a fountain of blessing that pours out, cascades down from heaven above. But we also know that there is a prince of the power of the air right down here. There's a course of this world. And we've got these conflicting airwaves going on, but Lord, You've given us an amazing tuner. And You've given us an amazing Word of God to know how to judge and tune things in, tune things out. I just pray, Father, for each one. Let's go ahead and make this your declaration of faith, if your heart can agree. Say, Heavenly Father, I tune into heaven today. I directly access that throne of grace. There's mercy there. There's grace there. I don't have to surf the devil's channels. The Spirit of God has been sent to guide me into all truth. That means everything. I don't learn anything from the devil. You're my teacher. I tune directly into You now. I ask for grace to stay tuned in. Grace for flesh issues, for demonic issues, tribulation issues. No matter what is thrown at me, You stay the same. Your goodness is the same. And I can always tune into You. And I tune in by faith. Not because I'm a strong-minded person, but because of what I believe about You. You're a rewarder. You care enough to respond. Unto You, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I lift up my tuner. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. My trust is in You. I love You, Jesus. It's always been You. It is You. It always will be You. In Jesus' name.